Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, we've got a double guest. We have one of Max's top 10 finalists and third place finisher, Dylan Walker, and then Maxine top 10 finalist, Tiani Megans. Guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thank you.
So excited to spend a little bit of time chatting with both of you here. But look, I know a little bit about both of you, but would you like to start by telling us a little bit about yourselves, maybe where you're from, what you do for work, that sort of thing? You know, Dylan, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, no worries. So obviously my name's Dylan. I'm 30 years old. We're from Brookfield out in the western suburbs in Melbourne. I work in a prison, so I do shift work, something I really enjoy. And, you know, although it was challenging at times with the challenge to get to the gym and stuff like that, it's something that, you know, we managed to make work.
Yeah. Tiani, would you like to give us a little introduction about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Tiani. I'm 28. I work on the flip side of a prison with the guys in the community. Mostly sex offenders and serious violent offenders, so we both deal with quite heavy jobs. I'm from Brookfield as well, and that's about it.
Yeah, right. Now, guys, would you mind sharing a little bit about both of you? So you're both together in a relationship and you do the challenge together. Can you speak a little bit about your experiences doing the challenge together, and then maybe speaking a little bit about why you chose to do the challenge together?
It was absolutely awesome to do it together. Until I beat her. And since then, like, we've hardly spoken. So it's taken a real toll on our relationship. But in all honesty, it was really good because you've got a teammate and we stuck together through it. We cooked our meals together. We had the same meals. We got each other out of bed on the mornings when you didn't want to. You know, we got to the gym. We just got it done and we pushed each other. And although Tiani wanted to eat snacks at different times, you know, we sort of... Well, we did different things to keep each other on track. You know, sometimes I'd get home late from work, and to get up at, you know, 3:30, 4 in the morning to head to the gym, she was the one dragging me out of bed, and I suppose I was the one keeping the chocolate out of her hands at night. So it's good, and, you know, I've sort of got some people at work who are signing up to the May one, and, you know, we've sort of got them to get their partners involved and all that because we know how much difference it makes and how much easier it is if you can have someone on your side.
Yeah. Well, let's start by speaking a little bit about the food, because a common barrier that we get from new challengers is that they are doing the challenge with their partner and they're a little bit concerned about potentially having two different meal plans. So what was it like when you guys sat down, looked at both meal plans, and then started to figure out how you were going to do this together?
It was super easy for the both of us. I think, you know, like I did the tone and shave and you did the lean and ripped, and the meal plans, besides the portions, like everything was the same. So I was cooking the same things. And I guess that was a concern coming into the challenge, is that, you know, well, I'm going to be cooking so many different meals for the week, and how am I going to do this with shift work and everything? But having the same meals and just different portions, everything was so easy on that side of things.
Yeah, great. And then what about training? Did you guys find that you were training together?
Yeah.
Yes, we trained together nearly every session on the program, which was good because you're standing there and if Tiani's a bit unsure about an exercise, I can help her through that. And then, you know, with exercises that I might not have wanted to do, you've sort of pushed me through that. So it's good because you keep each other honest, but you also push each other. And I think it's something that we really enjoy, getting into a session. And when it got tough, you know, we pushed each other through, and that's worth it when you're walking out of the gym after a good run.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, guys, I wanted to speak a little bit about some of the challenges that you might have faced throughout the challenge. And you spoke a little bit about shift work and managing time and waking up really early. Can you speak a little bit about some challenges that you might have faced and then had to overcome to achieve such an amazing result together?
Look, work's one thing, but at the end of the day, whether you work shift work or you don't, everyone sort of still goes to work for the same amount of hours per week. And it's just about pushing the excuses to the side and making it happen if you really want it. I think the common thing through every single challenger for this challenge was around the COVID stuff and the gyms closing. And regardless of if you kept training or not, it still probably took its toll. And I think for us, we sort of, and because it was so sudden, you were at the gym one day and by lunchtime that day, we got told we weren't allowed back in. So we just had a look at what we could do at home. and what we couldn't. And we also had a bit of a look around the community at what resources we had to mix things up and keep it fun. And we just sort of did everything we could. We adapted the programs were easy enough to adapt to get close enough to what you guys had prepared for us. And we just kept working at it. You know, we found for us, regardless with the gym closing, that we got our best results in the final 4 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Now you spoke about looking for resources, and it's very easy to face a challenge or a barrier and kind of throw your arms up in the air and say, oh, well, I'm done. That's my challenge over. Yeah. Or, you know, it's like that yo-yo approach where you go, oh, some barrier has come in front of me and you kind of just give up. But you said that you were looking at the resources that you had available. So can you speak a little bit about how you went and searched for those resources and then like what those resources looked like? Were they really obvious, like your parents had some equipment, or were they a little bit subtle where, hey, we've got a park nearby, let's go for a run? Like what kind of resources were you talking about?
So Tiani sort of had some limited dumbbells and medicine balls and some sliders and yoga mat, skipping rope and stuff at home. So I jumped online straight away and I brought some bigger dumbbells and just a couple of resistance bands, really, and one step with some risers. So we sort of all of a sudden went from not having a whole lot to, you know, a few different sets of dumbbells, a step that we could use for step ups, turned it into a bench for bench press. We could then do some resistance band stuff and that as well, which allowed us to do stuff at home. Obviously, we're stuck in Melbourne, so we didn't have the luxury of some decent weather, and we wanted to cut the excuses. So if we get up in the morning and it's raining outside, we didn't want to say, well, that's it, you know, we can't do anything. So we gave us the option of being able to train at home, but we also sort of had to think about what we'd seen around the area, what we knew was around. There was a park that's got some outdoor training equipment, the stations. So we sort of done a little bit there, but we also went down to, we found a local athletics track. So we've done a lot of HIIT sessions down there where we'd do, say, like 100-meter sprint, 100-meter walk. And at the same athletics track, they've got a 5K park run. So we sort of just went down there and used, you know, fences for push-ups and just boxes down there covering high jump mats. And, you know, we've done dips on them. And we just sort of looked for whatever we could use. And, you know, obviously we had to change things a little bit, but we just made sure we went down, we had fun, and we kept doing it.
So good. Next, I want to chat a little bit about some of the things you might have learned. And I guess what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes we learn really formal things like what is a protein and what does it do in the body? And then sometimes we learn like informal things like something about yourself that you could do something if you put your mind to it, that sort of thing. So can you speak a little bit about maybe some things you might have learned over the past 12 weeks? And, you know, maybe we could start with Tiani, you know, can you speak a little bit about some things that you might have learned?
I think for me, like, we're both very fitness minded. Like, we've always been quite active people. We've always had the knowledge of being at the gym. It's not uncomfortable for us to go to the gym or to eat well. But for me, I think I realized the importance that training and eating well does have on my mental health in particular. And even Dylan's, like, I've noticed such a shift in his moods and everything as well with it. And going into COVID and kind of having that shift, not being able to be in routine at the gym and working from home or whatever it looks like, just how crucial it is to stay strong, eat well, and just train. Like, it's such a good outlet. And I think in our industry of work as well, like, we're exposed to so much vicarious trauma that we do need that outlet. And it's, I think I took for granted how much I actually needed it and how much we needed it.
Yeah.
Go on, Dylan.
For me, I think the most important thing I learned, and this is going off reading the forums and stuff like that as well, because obviously you guys get a fair bit of hate from people that don't agree with the training program or don't agree with the nutrition plan you guys have put in place. But I think that it's about trusting you guys. At the end of the day, every single person that signs up to the challenge has signed up because they're looking for some type of guidance. And you guys put a mountain of work into the programs and the nutrition and stuff in the background. And we found when you do the training and you eat the food, you get the results. Like, you can't argue with it. So I think it's just about trusting you guys, throwing the excuses out, sticking to the plans, and you'll get the results. And that's the biggest thing I learned.
Yeah. Like, I think that's an interesting concept that you bring up, because part of it is I don't want people to follow me blindly, okay? Because I don't think it's great logic to follow something blindly, or I guess the world would fall apart, right? We want people to question things. But then there's also elements of that Dunning-Kruger effect, right? Like, are you questioning something because you don't necessarily understand it? Or are you questioning something because you might have watched a Netflix documentary, or because you've seen somebody that you like a celebrity or something doing it a certain way so that you want to do it a certain way as well. And that's where we find a lot of people drop off, because I like to think that the effort we put into the challenge is a little bit more evidence-based, a little bit more science-guided with our approaches. And I guess we do have a little bit of evidence in that we get people's results just like you guys. So part of it is I don't want people just to follow something blindly. But then another part is, you know, giving up a little bit and saying, okay, I'm going to put my trust in this program. And we use the word like trust the process, trust the program, that sort of thing. But it's a fine line between both of them. And it's an interesting philosophical kind of debate there.
Yeah, I think it's something you got to, like, you can't make a decision after 2 weeks. So why not give it the 12 weeks? And after 12 weeks, if you haven't got the results and you've stuck to everything 100%, then you've got an argument. But until then, you just got to give it a go and trust it.
I think as well, as a female, one thing I noticed is women were freaking out about 1,600 calories and, you know, how many carbs are on the plan. And it's just like that combined with training will get results. Like that is the science behind it. And people do need to be educated that it's okay to eat carbs and it's okay to eat that many calories, even if you're a chick.
Yeah. And it doesn't help when there's other programs out there or other celebrities pushing diets that are 800 calories or 1,000 calories. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes this normal that, oh, if I'm not having 1,000 calories, I'm eating too much. Then it really comes down to, you know, do you understand what a calorie is another completely different question, right? Or the effects it has on your body. And then if you factor in someone's physical activity, like Dylan, if you're in a prison all day, walking around all day, that's going to be very different to someone who's in an office all day.
Yeah.
Or Tiani, if you're working out in the environment, going interacting with different people, that's going to be very different to someone who's data entry at a computer. So then that's, that's a just completely different conversation. But you're right. It's that fear. It's almost a fear that comes in where it goes, oh, 1,600 calories, that's too much. And then we kind of respond with, well, why? Like, why do you think it's too much? Mm. You think calories are bad. Like, what's the problem with it?
Yeah.
Look, a little bit of a change of topic. We're going to go through a little bit of some question and answers to find out a little bit more about you guys. Okay, so first question, are you team squats or team deadlifts? Dylan, you want to start?
Just jumped in on that.
For me, I'm in love with both. It's a love-love relationship. For me, it's can I squat heavier or can I deadlift heavier? That's where I'm at.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm split.
For me, I love-hate squats, but I love deadlifts every day.
Team deadlifts. All right. Yeah. So next question is, what's your favorite exercise? So Tian, do you want to start?
Ooh, probably a seated row. Cool. I think a seated row.
Seated row?
Oh, it's really hard, but yeah, anything back is my thing.
For me, straight leg deadlifts. Yeah, stiff legs, yeah.
All right, unique, I like it. Okay. Cardio. Are you a fan of cardio or do you have a love-hate relationship? Dylan, you want to start us off?
No, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. We're getting out. We're doing about a 5K walk every night. We're booking that in and that's our switch off from work. But yeah, we haven't got out this morning and done about 8Ks, which was nice. So no, I'm loving it at the moment.
Yeah, I'm a fan of cardio. When I don't have to do it by myself, it's great because we can talk and unload and unwind during that time. But doing it, you know, on a treadmill by myself, I probably don't enjoy it as much.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, what's your favorite muscle to flex, Tiani?
My biceps, of course, or my abs.
All the abs. Bill?
I don't have abs yet, so I'll go with quads.
Quads. All right, yeah. I like it. Okay, when you're working out, do you listen to anything?
Yeah, so when we're together in the morning, when we're training together, no headphones. If I'm training by myself, definitely headphones.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
So.
What are you listening to? Like, is it music or like a podcast? What are you listening to?
Yeah, so majority of the time, rap, hip hop, that keeps me going in the gym when I'm by myself for sure.
Yeah.
So,
Tiani?
For me, yeah, definitely always music when I'm not training with Dill, but it is a mix depending on what I'm doing, whether I'm training legs or not, usually between like rap, bit of Eminem type stuff or some Trap Nation type stuff. Electric House, all that. Just depends what I'm training.
Yeah, right. The good stuff. Okay. Okay. Let's talk about food. So what was your favorite dinner while you were completing the challenge?
Oh, the spag bol.
Spag bol?
And yeah. Down.
Yeah. Like, by the time the spag bol comes around, it's just like, yeah, give it to me.
We saw it on like week 4 to 9 and then 9 to 12 and we were so excited that it was a repeat dinner. We were just like, this is the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Spag bol. All right. Well, what did you guys do once the challenge was over? Did you go out and have a meal?
Yeah. So we had challenge ending meal planned for like a week in advance.
At home because of COVID.
Yeah.
What was it?
So we were at home. We had a HSP for lunch.
Quality.
We shared one. Right. We shared one. So we didn't go too bad. We had curry for dinner, takeaway. And we had the Easter eggs. We were well behaved. We had the Easter eggs that we didn't eat at Easter. So we put them away until the challenge was over. But we also, our eyes were a bit bigger than our belly. I had a couple of packs of Tim Tams and some chips and all that stuff. But we never even made it to them. So I had my brother come and visit a couple of days later. And we actually gave him away to get him back out of the house. Yeah. Okay. We gave ourselves one day.
Yeah. But you were good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about meal prep. Did you guys do meal prep throughout the challenge?
Yeah, so we meal prep all the time together. You know, we sort of tried to do a fortnightly shop and then just top up with certain things that, you know, didn't last as long, some spinach and like when we ran out of milk and stuff like that. But for the most part, we were buying in bulk for the fortnight. Mm-hmm. And then because with my roster, I'm sort of 3 days on, 2 days off, 2 days on. So if I was working 3 days, we'd sort of cook for those 3 days. And then once I was off again, we'd cook for the days that I was off. So we're sort of meal prepping for every 3 days or 2 days at a time. So we sort of done it like that. We weren't freezing meals. We were just, you know, doing 2 or 3 days at a time, chucking them in the fridge, and it kept us honest.
Yeah. Last question here is about flavors of protein powder. So do you have a favorite flavor of protein?
I'm dying to get my hands on the salted caramel because that's one of my favourites. But just the chocolate for me, I'm just a chocolate girl.
The chocolate nighttime for you, wasn't it?
The chocolate nighttime I would make into a dessert every night.
So, and I was sort of lucky because I was having the shred system. And for me, I've had all three flavours and it just gave them to me all like... Yeah, to be honest, we've had a couple on the go. We've had a few of the flavours on the go and it's good because we mix them up with the protein oats. You might have one flavour, you know, with your protein shake, you have another. We were doing night desserts, so we were having our LKs and protein with a bit of Chobani and a bit of fruit and that. And yeah, we were having like a nice mousse at night to make sure our muscles were fed overnight. So that was a bit of a nightly treat for us.
So good. What about the burn bars and the shred bars? Were you a fan?
Oh, chalk mint chalk every day. Oh, I can't, like, I'm a mint slice person. I can't get past them in the fridge. Amazing. And the double chalk cookies.
Yeah. I have to change my answer from earlier. The biggest challenge of the challenge was not eating too many cookies. Yeah. I could just eat my calories in cookies a day. Like, give me 8 cookies a day and I'm set.
So good. So part of my role is I'm in an office where all the products are made. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you can imagine what our staff room looks like, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's so bad when I'm getting up out of my desk every like couple of hours and just grabbing another cookie.
Yeah.
And if you compare like the super shred cookies to the muscle meal cookies, the muscle meal are just so dense, right? And they're there. Yeah. That's like the bulking products, right? So the muscle meal cookie is just so dense and so rich. And like that thing would just give you like a mouth orgasm, right? So your hands on the muscle meal cookie. Yeah, you got to pace yourself with those things. Anyway.
Well, I've got a plan anyway because we're going to cruise through the May challenge. You know, we're going to have an absolute ball. We're both sort of sticking to the lean and ripped and the tone and shape. But I'm doing big and strong like later in the year. So load me up, calorie me up.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay, guys, look, final question here is about advice, right? So if someone came to you and they go, you know, I see your result. It's amazing. I want to get fit and healthy, or I'm doing the challenge. What advice would you give to someone to start their fitness journey?
For me, I would just say, like, especially if they're doing the challenge, I'd refer them to the challenge if they weren't, but just to stick to it, just to go through a tick and flick, do your workout, eat your food, end your day, go to bed. Do it all again the next day and just follow that, because I think in this kind of industry, people will often just overthink everything, overthink the calories, the carbs, everything. Just do it, make it easy for you and you'll see the results.
I think for me, like, so at work, I supervise a team of about 15 staff. And I sort of put a group email out a while ago, you know, once, you know, they were all supportive of me through my journey. And I've sort of got most of them involved in the May challenge. So we're going to have our own group chat, you know, and Tiani and I are both going to help mentor them through it. So they've already signed up. They've seen the results in real life and, you know, they're all looking forward to it. And I spoke about it earlier about they're getting their partners involved and, you know, the amount of people that this could change over the next 12 weeks, it's something I'm really looking forward to. And I'm looking forward to see them go through the same changes and the same happiness and the same benefits that I've got out of it. So it's going to be a heap of fun.
Yeah, beautiful. I've got one last question. And if you're listening to this, you probably won't be able to see this, but you guys wearing matching hoodies.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we match so much. He's been forced into the matchy-matchy life, but I'm obsessed.
Right, no, okay, so where does the matching start and end? Like, you're matching right now. Do you guys have, like, matching pajamas? Do you like that?
We don't have matching pajamas.
No. Okay.
Matching shoes, hoodies.
So she's that's a trick. We went out shopping for Tiani's birthday and she was spending her birthday money and I ended up with a matching hoodie that she brought. So, and then for my birthday, I opened my birthday present and I had a pair of Nikes from Culture Kings. And then like 3 minutes later, she says, oh, I've got the same pair. So she brought herself the same pair there. So I really haven't had a whole lot of say in this matchy-matchy life. But I must, like, you've picked up on it. And when we go to, say, friends and we walk in, we both got the same hoodie on, it's a pretty fun topic of conversation at the time for everyone else. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's all about colour coordination, right? So when you go to the gym, you got to colour coordinate, right?
You've got a vibe. Yeah, you absolutely have a vibe.
Everyone knows it doesn't matter how well you train, as long as you look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you want to hear something embarrassing about me, my partner is a Pilates instructor, right? So she lives in Lululemon clothes, yeah?
Yeah.
And Dylan, I'll tell you, if you ever get your hands on some Lululemon pants and put them on, game changer. Yeah. So guys, don't be afraid of tights. They are the most comfortable thing ever, but make sure you wear shorts over the top. Okay.
Done.
Guys, let's wrap it up there. Thank you so much for being part of the Challenge podcast and thank you for your amazing transformation. And like you said, Dylan, like you guys are going to be such a big inspiration to the people in your community, but then also the people within the Challenge community. So for that, I thank you so much and a great result.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.